All right, welcome back. Who's talking? Hubbo, Frank, and Chris. We're going to be joined momentarily by UVA legend John Pappett. Frank talked a little bit about his illustrious career, and it, you know, the information about him. He was a fullback, I guess, back in those days. The fullback, if he carried it 37 in one game, they gave it to the fullback a lot rather than tailback. Maybe they had a different formation back then. Was that the T formation back in those days?
Well, sometimes it was the single wing. Sometimes it was, you know, they use these formations that aren't that much different than what you see today. It's just that today they move the quarterback in all these weird places today, and sometimes a quarterback goes in motion, and it was crazy stuff. Sometimes they would just snap it straight to the back, and there was just like a giant flying wedge.
And back in the day, they didn't throw it that much back in those days.
If they threw the football, it was almost, is that legal? I mean, you know.
So the forward pass.
Figure the Notre Dame people would invent the forward
really
pass.
It really has changed, but I think we have John on the phone now. So let's, John, we appreciate you taking a few minutes to join us tonight.
Okay, Jim.
Yeah, we're talking about your playing days. Now, the one thing in the press guide, I saw it lists you as 47 through 50. Did you play 3 or 4 years?
4 years.
Okay, so when did they change the rule that freshmen, it must have come after that?
Yeah, I think right after the Second World War.
Okay.
46 probably was the first season.
Now, you played for Art Gepp, one of the legendary coaches. Tell us a little bit about him as a coach.
Well, he's very innovative, has real skills on offensive football, and it's a good motivator.
And the other thing
I
looked at, I mean, you played on 4 winning teams at Virginia.
Yeah, we have, right. So all the time I was there, we won more than we lost.
And it looks like you beat Virginia Tech 4 times.
We did indeed. Beat them good. I like to talk about that.
Well, maybe those were the good old days.
Mm-hmm, they were.
And we talked a little bit about football in those days. Talk to us about the style of play back in that. It sounds like you ran the ball a lot, maybe passed infrequently.
Well, we were more of a running game than passing. Although we had some very good receivers, we had that. Gene Schroeder, who went on to the Chicago Bears. As a matter of fact, he was their first draft pick. Other than him, I mean, he was just all in a class all by himself. So anyway, we didn't pass that frequently, as you said, but more of a running game.
John, this is Frank. Thank you for joining us tonight. We appreciate you joining us on the show. You know, I was looking through the some of the standings from the years when you played, and couldn't help but to notice in 1950, when you were 8-2 that year, you thrashed Carolina in the last game of the season, 44-13, after struggling with them in the 3 previous years. What came together for the Wahoos that year?
Ooh, well, it was the final game of that season, 1950, and as you pointed out, we were beat by North Carolina all the years that I was there, 4 years and probably before that. So it was a tough game for us. But I got the kickoff and took it up to about 30. And then on the first play from scrimmage, I carried all the way for a touchdown.
Wow.
The significance of that was that I needed something like 56 yards to get the all-time rushing record at Virginia. So, you know, I got it.
Did it on the first play.
Got it right out of the way right there in the first period.
First carry, right.
John, talk about the formations that Virginia used during your years. And I find it staggering that you were the fullback. But talk to us a little bit about what the formations look like.
Okay, they called it it sounds like I'm losing my place here. I think they call it the short button. They call it anyways, the linemen were spread, unlike the regular normal T formation, which made the gaps very much wider.
Right.
They called it the three backs, the fullback, the left halfback, and the right halfback. But I was in the fullback position, but I had the opportunity to run more because I could go to right or left, and that was my success, I think, being in that spot. when I first was recruited by Virginia and went to school there the first year, they didn't know where to put me. So they had me at the left halfback spot. And someone came along and said, why don't you put him in the middle, and then he could go either way, and it would be more effective, and I think it was. And they eventually called that later on the Y, or with the tailback in the middle, they called it, yeah.
So did the, in that formation, did the quarterback typically roll out behind you, or did he just option you right between like the zero and the two hole?
I think so. Yeah.
And then he would go down the line and either pitch it, or would he drop back and pass?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right, I can visualize. I've seen footage of those teams. Interesting to see who you guys used to play. You used to play George Washington all the time. And
played them every year, the 4 years. Uh-huh.
And then the dreaded Generals from W&L, who, you know, you had your famous game with the 200 and some yards in one game on 12 carries or something?
Yeah, it averages out at like 17 yards a carry.
looking here, I see you guys used to always play VMI. That was a huge game. And you also used to play Princeton and Tulane back in those days.
Well, we did, yeah.
And I remember Princeton probably was a real power to a certain point. And then I know that Virginia used to play West Virginia every few years.
Yep.
And now we never play them. Which I think is really weird that
they're in a different conference altogether.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
They were, I think, independent then, and we were also.
And also see where you guys used to play Hampton Sydney back in '46.
Right.
That's back when Lockwood Frizzell was coaching, or he was captain, and Art Gepp was only 4-4-1. But then he went on a hot streak with you guys right after that.
Right.
All right. Who were some of the other backs that played with you, John?
Grover Jones, who was a right halfback, Taylor Jackson or something from Washington, North Carolina. Ray Brown was a good running back. A guy named Kirby. Not the Kirby that was the runner right after me, but he was from Roanoke and a real good lineman. The reason I say that is he had real size, and that's significant in that during that time, if you had a player that weighed 250 pounds or more, it was a giant. I mean, it was really big, and he weighed about 250, which was... But now, high school guys come out 300 pounds.
Now, John, did they expect you to go to class back in those days?
Did they expect us to go to class?
and wear a blue blazer, right?
Yeah, you probably had to wear a necktie to class, too.
Yeah, it was a coat and tie, like the old tradition from way, way back.
And there were no girls, right?
No females, right?
No women.
Except
no women.
In those days, they were the girls.
Oh, okay.
I'm just kidding.
Well, John, I know you follow the team. You're in Charlottesville there. You had to be happy on Saturday, as we were. What do you think has turned, at least, hopefully it's turned the season around, but what was the difference on Saturday?
I think the defensive team was the key. But putting 33 points on the board is saying something, I think. Because NC State is not a bad patsy. They're a good football team. And I think they just had more than they could take with Virginia. They played their very, very best. As I say, the score tells the secret. 33 points, that's a lot of offense. And 6 points given to State is pretty stingy.
John, I also see a picture in the media guide that I've looked at for 30 years. It looks like your number was number 87.
Right.
Who was the equipment manager that gave you 87 when you were going to be such a famous halfback?
They didn't have equipment managers back then.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, we did.
See?
that whole offense, really, and even numbering system is just, when you look at it now, you see, what, you know, as you asked me just now, who decided to do that? And I think Art Gibbs has to take place for that. Like, the left halfbacks were 90s. The fullbacks were, I lined up, were 80s, so I picked 87 because my number in high school was 7. And then on the other side, the right halfback would be 60s, all of which have been lineman numbers for as long as I can remember in my lifetime. But that wasn't the equipment manager. It was Art Gipp. the numbering system. And
So, curiosity, when you watch the game being played today, what aspects of the game intrigue you today? Where do you tend to, what part of the game do you tend to focus on? And what aspects of the game just blows your mind in terms of the evolution of the game?
Well, the big changes, as I see them, or certainly one of the big ones, is the equipment. And no face masks then. Even the internal linemen had no face masks. Other parts of the padding and whatever. Anyway, the equipment was a big change, and I think the crowds now are more involved. I've been to a couple of Virginia games at Scott Stadium, and the crowds are just fantastic. Nothing like they were when I played. Maybe it's the tradition of the university to be gentlemen and not the crowd screaming high, but I found that intriguing.
Now, you mentioned equipment. How big a problem was injuries back when you played?
I think about the same. They're about the way they are now. I had one concussion, broke my nose a couple of times, hurt my back. So it wasn't unusual to get your nose broken. That's how the pros were doing about that time. They had no face masks either. And to see those guys when I finally got up there, without teeth, it was just like a sign of service. You weren't in the big leagues unless you had all your teeth knocked out.
John, back when you were at Virginia, did you play in? Are you there?
Yep.
Did you play in Scott Stadium and Lambeth, or just
Just Scott Stadium.
Very yep. good.
When they had the same field, but different stands.
Right, the stands were much more modest.
Probably put. Oh, 25,000 people in it then.
What was the biggest crowd? Did you play in front of 25,000 at Scott Stadium?
That's the seating capacity there. The biggest crowd I played for was when I was in high school. We had a high school senior playoff or championship game, and we had 65,000 fans.
And where was that?
In Philadelphia at Franklin Field, which is the University of Pennsylvania.
We were talking about Franklin Field before we came on air, you know, for whatever reason. But, yeah, that's quite a historic place.
Yeah, yeah. Goes back, of course, Ivy League.
So, looking at the teams today, how many players were dressed back in your day?
How many players were?
Were dressed for games?
Okay. Quite a few, but not too many were activated and actually went to play. But, you know, pros, they picked way into the draft.
Right.
So guys like Tank Johnson, he was a good tackle, got drafted, but he never responded to the draft and decided not to. There were several guys like that. It's probably in that yearbook that you might have.
Now, did you have some guys that played both offense and defense?
Very few. I can't think of maybe a senior moment.
Yeah, I figure you didn't. If you're carrying the ball 37 times in one game, you're not going to play. They're not going to put you out there on the defensive side.
Hopefully, Art Gett was smart enough to give you a rest.
When I had my concussion,
yeah,
it was on defense.
Wow!
For all the times I carried the ball and all the hits I took, I never seriously hurt. I don't think. But I played like one or two plays on defense and got knocked out.
Question for you. We always ask our alumni athletes, what was your favorite moment as a Cavalier football player?
I think that the North Carolina game, the last game I played, and the last game of the season in 1950, everything went right for me today. I had a lot of yards. I've forgotten what the number was, but something like close to 200, 164, something like that.
Right.
I don't know how many touchdowns, but I scored several touchdowns, and it's everything went right. You're just having a good day. Of course, it's inspiring when you can get the first play from scrimmage and run for 70 yards, and that is an incentive to play real good, very hard.
Yeah, that was a huge year for you guys. You beat Virginia Tech 45-6, W&L 26-21 in a nail-biter. You beat VMI 26-13. You guys beat West Virginia 28-21 in what must have been a classic. Mm-hmm. You beat William Mary 13-0. You beat the Citadel 34-14. Then you got sort of bounced by Tulane, the Green Wave or whatever, 42-18. But then you rallied with probably the biggest win of your career in the final game as a senior, right?
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Fourth year.
Yep.
And since you played a game in Franklin Field, are you from Pennsylvania originally?
Yes, I am from Philadelphia. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Take that, Hobbo. Yeah. Hobbo's from somewhere near Pittsburgh.
Yeah, the other side of the state. But, you know, I always say, that, you know, the great athletes are all from Pennsylvania. That's, you know.
Many are. Yeah.
Well, maybe John was.
Yeah.
At least one of the people in this conversation. All right, John, what kind of things do you enjoy today? And tell us about your family or anything that just gives us a little snapshot of what you're doing today.
Okay. I'm married. Wife Barbara from Martinsville, and we came here from Florida. We were in Florida for like 30, 32 years.
Wow.
And we moved up here to be close to her family and some of her own kids. We have a boy up in Lexington and a son and his wife in North Carolina. They're Greenville, if you know that part of the country.
Sure.
And I retired just about 10, 12 years ago. And enjoying life. I live on a golf course, but I don't play golf. That's something. But just active around the house and just taking it easy. I had a stroke about 4 or 5 years ago.
Sorry to hear that.
But it didn't have any paralysis. I just lost a lot of my eyesight. I can't see very well. The state of Florida took my driver's license and said I'm a danger to the highway. But because of that, I don't want to get in any more trouble, so I take it easy.
Good.
I try to walk for exercise and just take care of myself, eat right. And I weigh about maybe 5 pounds more than I did as a senior in Charlottesville.
Wow.
Yeah, I weigh 5 pounds more than I did last week. But at any rate, John, we appreciate you taking a few minutes to visit with us tonight. I know our listeners really enjoyed hearing from one of the true legends of Virginia football.
You're very kind. Thank you very much.
We wish you the very best, and thank you again.
Okay, don't forget the vote tomorrow.
Don't worry.
Early and often, as they say. But at any rate, John Pappett, former Virginia fullback, joining us tonight. We're going to go to our final break and come back, and we still got Jody Smith, right?
Yes. Thank you, John.
Well, so we'll visit with Jody when we return after these messages. Stay tuned.